You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. My Cuties Do It 2-2. That was recorded September 1st at the Rome Capitol Theater on the original installation Molar, and I will be playing that Molar Sunday, September 11th, 6 p.m., actually 5 p.m. I'll start. The band, Guy Lombardo's orchestra under the direction of Al Pearson, will start at 6, and I will be introducing them. So anybody who's in the vicinity is welcome to come down. And there's an admission price. It's not for free, but it's worth it. I highly endorse that, and I'll have a great time. I know, and I'm sure you will if you make an appearance. And Rome is about 10 miles from Utica, and you can Google that if you're a little bit out of the area. If you want to come down, please do. You would be most welcome to appear, and if you want to say hi, I wouldn't. I'll be nice. I'm a nice guy, generally speaking, unless you want to borrow money. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm even nice if people want to borrow money, but generally after I lend it, I'm not so nice. Vessel Osman, The Persian Lamb Rag, 1908. Here's Victor on Radiola. Victor recording from an early double-sided one, actually, and very nice recording indeed. And Vess, of course, didn't go electric like Fred Van Epps did. Van Epps, he was like, he was like a rock star, but Vess kept it in the good tune there, a little lower than deafening. Thank you.
street, a band is coming. Hear the music sweet, tramping of the feet. All the air is full of ragtime humming. Something about that music thrills me. It's the band from Dixie, hip, hip, hooray! Run, you little Sammy, go and get your mammy, cause it's coming right this way. Listen to that Dixie band, from my home in Dixie land. That's the band I love best of all. Everybody will call for that old Ugo call. Listen to that Dixie drum. Ain't that trombone blowing, son? Oh, boy, what is it they're playing? Oh, joy, that's got them all swaying. Hurry, call it nearing. Hear the dark is cheering for that Dixie band. Start a Dixie celebration. Take a regular vacation. Call a holiday. Get the band to play melodies right from the old plantation. Let's go down to Mammy Kitty for a good old Dixie Jubilee. Mammy, she will feed us, and the band will feed us through some southern harmony. Listen to that Dixie band from my home in Dixieland. That's the band I love best of all. Everybody will fall for that old bugle call. Listen to that Dixie drum. Ain't that trombone blowing some? Oh, boy, what is it they're playing? Oh, joy, that got them all swaying. Hurry, call it nearing. Hear the dark is cheering for that Dixie band. Listen to that Dixie band. From my home in Dixieland.
Thank you.
Victor Military Band in 1916. The Joe Turner Blues introducing the St. Louis Blues. And there they are. You heard them. Sounds just like them, doesn't it? Who'd have known they could have done that in 1916? They didn't know anything about jazz in 1916. Or did they? Yes, let's go. Let's revise history some more, shall we? Ah, yes. And we could have a long conversation about that, too, but I choose not to. I'd rather keep playing music. Before that, we had Collins and Harlan, 1915. Listen to that Dixie Band, speaking of which. And they're having a lot of fun there, I can tell. Collins, that's the same, you know, same Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan. Very nice recording. They also recorded that for Columbia, but that's their Victor cutting of that. Bessel Osman, The Persian Lamb Rag, 1908. And that's nice to hear stuff that's over 100 years old. It sounds really good. You wouldn't think it. It's, not everything happened after you were born. This is Radiola, and this show is mostly stuff that happened before I was born, which, I haven't been able to countenance anything since. And I'm Andy Sr., and I still can't get used to this century. It just isn't working for me. Guy Lombardo. Speaking of Guy Lombardo, here he is with You're Driving Me Crazy, and that would explain a lot about this century, I think. Carmen singing it. Guy in 1930. Well, yes. What else can you say? And he introduced this song. Thank you. Jack Pattison is Pets again. Lots of Eddie in there doing the new Lowdown, 1928. I think Bill Moore was in the band. A lot of people from the Ben Burney group were involved in Jack Pettis's group, but I don't think Eddie was in that. He was freelancing at that time, I think. Mostly over at OK, so I don't know how he wound up at Victor, but there he is. Before that, more than adding a little wiggle, here's the Memphis Shake, 1926. Oh, boy. Dixieland Jug Blowers. Great recording. Johnny Dodds, I think, is on this. Good stuff. Before that, Guy Lombardo in 1930. You're driving me crazy. And I don't have very far to drive, actually. I could just walk there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and if I get pushed toward the edge, it's the edge isn't that far. Just right there it is. There's the ledge. So be it. And this is Radiola. Yes, and we're going to proceed. Frank Banta, and I listen to Frank Banta, and I wonder how does he do that. People listen to Art Tatum and wonder how he can do that. But I know how Art Tatum can do it. I don't know how Frank Banta can do it, because Frank Banta is an incredible, amazing musician. And here he is with My Sugar, 1929.
Like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem, shaking like a leaf on a tree, because I'm coming loose, my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow, for years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da 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 wa da da ba da 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 ba da da wa da. Down and down he dragged me, like a fiend he nagged me, for years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da 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 da. Although I may be blue, still I'm through, I must tell him goodbye. Rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. So broken hearted sister, aggravated misters, lend me your ear, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of mine. Wa da da da, wa da da, ba da ba da da, ba da wa da, wa da da da, wa da.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, the original Victor, with the Rhythm Boys, that would be Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Harry Bearis, along with Bix and Tram, There Ain't No Sweet Man That's Worth the Salt of My Tears. And that's something to think about, isn't it? yeah, you know, you can waste time crying about stuff, but... It's better not to. A little bit of catharsis is fine, but then you got to do something else, because you know it's time to get back to work. After all, you got to do stuff. It's autumn, right around the corner, and it's September, and we're trying to do stuff, and the lazy days of August have diminished and gone. So we're busy trying to do something. And if we can't find anything to do, well, we'll make something to do. The Virginians, Nothing Could Be Sweeter, 1927. Nice tune, kind of going with this set. Not that there should be a theme here, but there turns out to be. And Frank Banda, My Sugar. And yes, 1925. And if I really wanted to be a pain in the neck, I would have played Paul Whiteman's recording of Sugar, which is the other side of There Ain't No Sweet Man Worth the Salt of My Tears. So I thought I'd go a little salty as well. You have to sometimes. This is Radiola, and we use only pure sea salt in this house because that's what we do. And yes, I'm Andy Senior, and I dispense the salt here too. I have a shaker in hand right over there. Jimmie Rodgers in 1927 on Radiola, "The Soldier's Sweetheart." And this is kind of sad stuff. And I think this was his first issued recording on Victor. That's Victor 208-02864-B. And very moving stuff. So here's Jimmie Rodgers and his guitar.
"Once I had a sweetheart, a sweetheart brave and true. His hair was dark and curly, his loving eyes were blue. He told me that he loved me, and he often proved it so. And he often come to see me when the evening sun was low. But they took him away to this awful German war. And when he come to say goodbye, my heart did overflow. He says goodbye, little darling, to France I must go. He takes a golden placed it on my hand, said, remember me, little darling, when I'm in no man's land. He promised he would write to me, that promise he's kept true. And when I read this letter fine, I pray the war is through. The second letter I got from him, the war was just ahead. The third one wrote by his captain, my darling dear was dead. I'll keep all of his letters, I'll keep his gold ring too, and I'll always live a single life for the soldier who was so true."
Sons of the prophet were brave men and bold, and quite unaccustomed to fear. But the bravest by far in the ranks of the Shah was Abdul Bulbul Amir. Now the heroes were plenty and well known to fame in the troops that were led by the Tsar. And the bravest of these was a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky Skavar. One day this bold Russian had shouldered his gun and donned his most truculent sneer. Downtown he did go, where he trod on the toe of Abdul Bulbul Amir. "Young man," quoth Abdul, "has life grown so dull that you wish to end your career? Vile infidel, no, you have trod on the toe of Abdul Bulbul Amir." said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you but little, I fear. For you ne'er will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. So take your last look at sunshine and brook, and send your regrets to the Tsar. For by this I imply you are going to die, Count Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. And this bold Mameluke drew his trusty skibook with a cry of Allah Akbar. And with murderous intent he ferociously went for Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. They fought all that night 'neath the pale yellow moon. The din it was heard from afar, and huge multitudes came, so great was the fame of Abdul and Ivan Skavar. As Abdul's long knife was extracting the life, in fact he was shouting huzzah, he felt himself struck by that wily Kalmuck, Count Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. The Sultan drove by in his red-breasted fly, expecting the victor to cheer. But he only drew nigh to hear the last sigh of Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. Tsar Petrovich, too, in his spectacles blue, rode up in his new crested car. He arrived just in time to exchange a last line with Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar. There the tomb rises up where the blue Danube rose, engraved there in characters clear. Our stranger, when passing, oh, pray for the soul of Abdul-Bulbul-Amir. A Muscovite maiden her lone vigil keeps 'neath the light of the pale polar star. And the name that she murmurs so oft as she weeps is Ivan Skavinsky-Skavar.
A fiddle away. It's not the right life, but think of the pay. Someday I will bid it goodbye. I'll put the fiddle away and I'll say, crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way and you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here's where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat and you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon that highbrow, he has no brow, ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Johnny Marvin, Crazy Rhythm, 1928. And yes, good musicians on there too. That's a pretty good recording of that. A really good recording, I should say. I just don't like to get into hyperbole too much, but yes, that's hot stuff, as Nero would say. Yes. Oh, yeah. Before that, Frank Crummett, a record I have always loved from 1927, and it's nice to find a good copy of that. Abdul Bulbul Amir, Nobody Wins, gang. Just, you know, no matter what you do, it's always going to be a draw. So that's exactly what an old college song. That's an old college number. Frank Crummett, by the way, was a folklore enthusiast, and he sung a lot of songs that I guess would fall under the heading of immortalia, except he cleaned them up for the recording studio, and that's why we know them, including The King of Borneo. And if you know the real lyrics to that, then let's get together sometime. Before that, Jimmy Rogers, The Soldier's Sweetheart from 1927, and that's very sad stuff, very sad indeed. This is Radiola, and we're not trying to depress you. No, sir. Crazy rhythm. Let's kick our heels a bit. And no, we can't. If you snails don't have heels, do they? They have some. They just sort of walk around in one thing there, and they're not the cleanest animals, but they're cute. They're very cute indeed. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not that cute, but at least I'm conscious. Speaking of Nero, here's Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, and Nero is fiddling while you know, things are happening, so let's not even get into that. But here he is, Tempo King and Queen Yada playing the piano, whoever they were, 1936.
Thank you. lullaby, baby. You think you're fooling me, but can't you see I see through you? How can you say no one kissed you today? I'd like to bet a dollar that slip rouge on your collar. Alibi, baby, I smile when you pretend you're with a business friend till two. I'm warning you that before I get through, I'll alibi, bye, baby, you.
Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7, Edith Wright on the vocal, Alibi Baby, 1937, oh yes. And good musicians in there, yes indeed. I don't have the discography, so I'm just going to rely upon your hearing to tell me who they are. And I can look them up, and I will, but I'll leave that also. Why should I, this is a big piano, I think we both can move that one. Before that, Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo. Nero, 1936, and this is Radiola, and I hope everything's going smoothly. You're trying to get back to the business at hand. Whatever you have to do, you just, you do it. And, I'm Andy Sr., I'm trying to get busy, I've got stuff to do, and I'm going to do it. Also, I want to remind you, this Sunday night at... this Sunday, which is September 11th, get there at like 4:45, and you'll get to hear an organ concert, and then at 6, you'll hear the Guy Lombardo Orchestra under the direction of Al Pearson. And here's, it's worth coming in. I think it's like $15 to come in. It's worth it. Come on down. Let's just do it. That's all. And look up the Rome Capitol Theater while you're at it. It's linked on my Radiola blog. Guy Lombardo with Street of Dreams, so Pleasant Dreams, 1932.
laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken into can be made like new on the street of dreams. Oh, silver and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams.